I forgot about how to work these things.
Maybe not right here.
During the sugya and daf kuvav and aleph, the Gemara pointed out a stira between the Mishnah and Braisa. But the Mishnah tells us in daf kuvav and beis kol hamakalkalim turin. The Mishnah does not mention any exceptions whatsoever to the principle of makalka. And the Braisa tells us that no, kol makalkalim turin, but chutz mechovel umavir. How do you understand that apparent difficulty, the Mishnah versus the Braisa? The Gemara answers, no problem, this is machlokas tanoim. The Mishnah that tells us kol makalkalim turin, that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa that tells us that there are a couple of exceptions, chutz mechov l'mavir, that reflects the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. We spend time on Rashi sheet, which Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Shimon is it that the Gemara is referring to? Tosus there writes, and afkovav menavter maskoma, the very end of Tosus, Kabbalah ha'isaviyada. There must have been a Masorah, that this in fact is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It is not necessarily linked to any other machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's against Rashi Shita, where Rashi writes the fascinating Chiddush that no, this is all part of the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, regarding malacha shino tzirich l'gufa. That if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, malacha shino tzirich l'gufa is chayiv, then it's possible to envision cases where one would be chayiv midaraisa, even in instances of chovel in mavir, even though the chefts of malacha is mekalkel, but there can be a tikkun min hatzad, something which is an ancillary element of tikkun. That is only relevant according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would not be relevant according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. And we pointed out that this fits in very nicely with Rashi Shita generally in terms of the definition of Malacha Sheino Tzrich L'Gufa. Good? The Gemara tells us now in Krisus and Daf Yud Samad Beis the following Chiddush, that Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, Kolam HaKalkalim Turin Chutz Mechov V'Lumavir, that forces us into another exception as well. The Gemara tells us, "Hol u'mekalkel bechabur chayiv, misasek bechabur chayiv." The Gemara says that, look, if you're going to tell me that when it comes to chovel, that despite the fact that it's mekalkel, nonetheless you are chayiv, hu hadinami, the same thing is true when it comes to misasek. That's the chiddush of the Gemara in Krisus and Daf Yud Samad Beis. On what basis does the Gemara allow for such a jump? What is true of mekalkel is also true of misasek. Boshem Shan Gemara is the following. What is the basis of the tour of Mekalkel? I mentioned yesterday, whenever you're dealing with such halachos, you always have to ask yourself, is this a tour b'chol haTorah kula? Or is this uniquely true when it comes to Melechus Shabbos, based on the principle of Melechus Mavsheves Hasr Torah? The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yirma Beis, tells us, Mekalkel is potter because of Melechus Mavsheves. Add that to your list. Good? That's a tour of Melechus Mavsheves. Not true when it comes to Shari Surin, true when it comes to Melechus Shabbos, Melechus Yontif, because the Torah demands Melechus Mavsheves. Where do you see that this is true? After all, the Torah describes Melechus HaMishkan as being Melechus Mavsheves, as we mentioned, Targum, in Perek Lamed Hei, Posuk Lamed Gimel of Sefer Shmos, understands Melechus Mavsheves to be Avidas Umanim, a Melechus Umnus. This is what Rashi writes explicitly in Beitz and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. Melechus Mavsheves Asra Torah means Melechus Umnus Asra Torah. And therefore, if something is done by Ofen Mekalkel, certainly that is not considered to be Melechus Umnus. It is not considered to be Melechus Mavsheves. So if that's true, one must argue that the requirement of Melechus Mavsheves does not apply to Chovel Umavir if in fact Kol Mekalkelim Turin Chutz Mechovel Umavir. What is the tour of Misasek? The tour of Misasek, is that a tour b'chol haTorah kula? Or is Misasek a tour based on Melechus Mavsheves? Well, Poshup Shat, and that line in the Gemara in Krisus and Daf Yud Testament days, Misasek is a function of Melechus Mavsheves. And therefore, the Gemara can tell us, Hol u'mekalkel b'chabur chayiv, Misasek, nami chayiv. If you're going to tell me that Chovel is an exception to the many requirements of Melechus Mavsheves, That would not only be true when it comes to mekalkel, the same thing would be true when it comes to misasek as well. Again, one could have argued that perhaps this is a tour specifically regarding mekalkel by the very nature of chovel. Chovel itself is a destructive act. Meicha teis, that one would argue that that should be extended to misasek. But if you understand the tour as being an exception to meleches mecheves, so therefore, that's exactly what the Gemara tells us. Mekalka v'chabur ha'chayim, misasek nami chayim. Good. So you understand very well that chidush of that sugya increases in daf yotes simabeis. The difficulty, of course, is the following: the fact that mekalkel is a p'tur based on meleches machsheves is clear, as mentioned. That's the sugya in chagiga daf yotem beis. What about misasek? Misasek is only p'tur when it comes to Shabbos, because meleches machsheves aser Torah. And there's no halach of misasek b'chol Torah kula. Is that really true? If you're going to tell me it's a p'tur b'chol Torah kula, so therefore it should still apply to chov l'mavir. Because even if chov l'mavir don't require that heightened element of meleches machsheves, but it's no worse than shari surim when there's no requirement of meleches machsheves. The fact then that the Gemara tells us when it comes to chov l'mavir, misasek nami chayim, that seems to indicate that misasek is a p'tur uniquely of meleches machsheves aser Torah. Is that true or is that not? So when you look at that sugya in krisis and daf yotes amud beis, you're faced with an immediate stira mineu bei. You don't have to look very far. It's not one gemara versus another gemara. That very same sugya, two lines in the gemara that seem to be sosrin zezeh. The gemara says amar Rav Nachman, amar Shmuel, misasek bechalavim varayos chayiv shekein nehne. I'll tell you an exception. When it comes to areas of chalav and varayos, even if there was no kavana samaisa at all, it's not that the person knew in fact what he was doing, but he thought that that was mutter. That's called shogeg. The person was unaware of the act itself. The person did not realize that this was chalav, did not realize this was a case of arayos at all. Nonetheless, he is chayav a karvan. Why shouldn't you argue there was no kavanas hamais at all, and therefore this is misasek? Misasek is potim in a karban. The Gemara says you're right, but these are exceptional cases. Misasek bechalav varayos erchayev shekein nehena. And then the Gemara continues. Misasek b'shabes potter meleches machsheves asr Torah. That's the problem. You have two exceptions. One exception is your chayiv shekein nehena. The other exception is your potter because of meleches machsheves aser Torah. What is the klal and what is the yotzei min haklal? Tell me the klal is your chayiv for potter, and based on the klal, either Shabbos or chalav arayos is the exception. But you don't need two exceptional reasons in either direction. What would the halacha be if it was neither chalav arayos nor meleches machsheves? What would happen in a case of, as mentioned yesterday, shchitas behemah, shchutei chutz? A person is asked to slaughter this animal, every reason to believe this is a behemas chulin. It turns out it's a behemas kachin. That's shogeg. The person was doing a maisa shchita, shchitas kachin, but the person didn't realize that there was such an issur shchutei chutz. The person knew it was shchutei chutz. The person was clueless in terms of the animal. Mechateisi, this is an animal where someone was magdish. So in such an instance, that's a case of misasek. So what would the halacha be? It's not chalav and varayos, you can't apply shekein nehne, but it's not meleches machsheves that you should say you're potter. So what's the halacha in such a case? How do you resolve that apparent, obvious contradiction? No? This is what Rabbi Kiveger discusses in the Tshuvas in Simen Ches, and Rabbi Kiveger begins with the Tosos I wanted you to see, Shabbos daf ayin beis amud beis v'masko miskavin. Tosos writes an incredible chiddush. There must be different definitions of misasek. There must be cases where, aside from the extremes of chalav varayos and Shabbos, there must be a further distinction in order to resolve that apparent stira. So Tosos writes the following: you must distinguish between misasek b'chol Torah kula, as opposed to misasek when it comes to Shabbos. What is the case of misasek b'chol Torah kula? That also says is the following: nischalif lo iser beheter. That's the case. Iser beheter. The person was under the assumption that what he was doing was absolute heter gomer, not because omer mutter, not because he knew exactly what he was doing, but he was unaware of the halacha. The person reasoned that this was a behemah schulin, And there's no Isra Behema Schulin whatsoever to do a Maisa Shchita Chutz Lazara. All of a sudden, Shavta B'chutz V'nimsa Shel Kodshim. That's the case of Nischaliflo Isra Beheter. That's Misasek B'cholot HaRakula. What would happen B'cholot HaRakula of Nischaliflo Isra Be'Isra? What happens if a person knows that what he is doing is absolutely Yasser? For example, Niskavin Lishchot Behemas Kodshim Zu B'chutz V'shachat Behemas Kodshim Acheres. A person intended to slaughter this animal. I knew that this was Eves Kodshim. I knew what I was doing was Nisadar Eiser, Shchutei Chutz. Lo and behold, Lo is Ovin Machshavasa, in the sense that the Shchita was done to animal B, that was also Behemas Kodshim, but not animal A. Was there a Chisaron in terms of the Das HaGavra? In a certain sense, yes. But in terms of the Isser, was Nishalek Isser B'Isser? He intended to violate this Isser. He violated that Isser, although there was a change in Chefza, not Behema Zu, but rather Behema Acheres. Tosfos writes the following Chiddush. That is not Misasek B'Cholot HaRakula. For that, one is Chayiv. Misasek B'Cholot HaRakula is only in a case of Heter to Isser, not to a case of Isser to Isser. That's Tosfos' Chiddush. If it's a case of heter to iser, like shchutei chutz, thinking it's a bei maschulin, you're potter. What about chalavim va'arayos? That's the exception. You're chayiv shekei nene, even in a case of heter to iser. I had every right to assume this was shuman, this was not chaylev. It turns out to be chaylev, I'm not mazid, but I'm chayiv a carbon, it's shogeg. Ayel tell me misasek? No, shekei nene. The same thing when it comes to Arayos. There, as long as it was heter to iser, in such an instance, there you're chayiv shekei nene. What is the chiddush of meleches machsheves asur Torah? Tosfos writes the following chiddush: afilu nischalef iser beiser. A person intends to do a maisa ktsira to teina zu, and all of a sudden he does the ktsira to teina acheres, even though it was iser to iser. There was Kavanas HaGavra for a Maisa Ktsira, and in fact, he performed a Maisa Ktsira. Nonetheless, he is still Potter. If there is a Shini and Chefza, Teina Zu and Teina Acheres, that is not called Melechus Machshavas. That's the heightened level that Shabbos requires. That's the beautiful Chiddush of Tosfos. So Tosfos writes, you understand very well the Chiddush of Shmuel. The halacha b'cholot HaRakula, heter t'iser. The exception of chalav marayos, you're chayiv even hester t'iser. The exception of Shabbos, melechus machsheves, you're potter even iser t'iser. That's the chiddush of Tosfos Hashita. Tosfos alludes to this, right, in that daf in Krisus and daf Yotes, but Tosfos is most explicit, right, there in that sugya in Shabbos and daf ayin beis amad beis. Avikiv Eger points out in the Tshuvas in Simen Ches, he finds this chiddush quite difficult. Rabbi Kveger begins with the Gemara Vilkama, Daf Chav Vav on the Beis. The Gemara quotes the following Chiddush of Rabba. Haisa Evin Munachas Becheiko. A person is sitting, and there's a rock which is on his lap. Lo Hikir Ba. Unaware of it. And Va'amad V'nofal. All he does is stand up, right? Stands up, all of a sudden that Evin starts rolling, and something happens. Le'inyin nizokin, Rabbi says, chayim. That rock rolls, smashes a kli, you're chayim. Ah, you didn't have kavana sagavra. Lo hikir, but you didn't even realize it was there. No, that's the halacha, right? Then bavakamad avchavav, that adam u'ad la'olam. Right? Adam is chayim. In all such cases, adam u'ad la'olam, you're chayim. Right? For demei hezek. However, Rabbi says, le'inyin Shabbos, what would happen when it comes to Shabbos? A person's unaware, right, that this rock is on his lap. He stands up. All of a sudden, the rock starts rolling, and lo and behold, it rolls mirshus lushus from rishus yachid to rishus arabim, or, right, it rolls daramus rishus arabim. In such a case, linyan Shabbos potter. Why? That's a difficulty. Meleches machsheves asutar. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Kama Dal Chafav Mabeis. You're potter because meleches machsheves asutar. That's the difficulty. Now, Rabbi Kveger points out, according to Tosfos, that's not the reason. That's Rabbi Kaveger's kasha. Why did Rabbi have to say that in such a case you're potter on Shabbos because Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah? You don't have to come on to Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. The only time you require Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah according to Tosfos is in the fancy case of Isser V'Isser. But if it was a case of Nischalif Lo Isser Beheter, the person did not intend to do the act at all, no Meleches Isser, that's not a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. That's a Ptur B'Chalat Harakumah. So Rabbi should have said the following. When it comes to Nezikin, that's the Chiddush. You're Chayiv based on the concept of Adam Odola. When it comes to Shabbos, of course you're Potter. Why? Because that's a case where you're Potter B'chalot HaRakula. That's the difficulty. Rabbi Kivega writes that according to Tosus, Rabbi is giving you the reason that really is not relevant to this case. You don't have to invoke Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. That's the difficulty. Rabbi Kiveger continues and suggests that maybe one could answer based on the Marsha. This Marsha is found in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Beis and Beis, where the Marsha writes the following very great Yiddish. The sugya increases a little bit earlier. Yud Tes Samad Aleph. A person has Chalev and Noser in front of him, and he eats one of them. The person wasn't even aware that it was either Chalev or Noser. He thought it was Mamash Heter Gamur. And then all of a sudden, V'nod lo archa kach shavar b'shogeg. Later on he was told, you know, that was Machalos and Seros in front of you. There was Chalev there, there was Noser there. You know, what you ate. You know, that's a chiv karis v'meze d'chiv chatas b'shogeg. So now he is apprised of the fact that he ate Machalos and Seros. Which one did he eat? The chalev or the noser? We don't know. There are only two pieces there. He ate one of them. He thought he was eating that which was heter gamur. So now he's told, what do you mean? Chiv chatos. But I don't know whether the chiv chatos is because of achilas chalev or whether it's because of achilas noser. So what's the halacha in such a case? Rabbi Eliezer says that you're chayv chatos. Look, Chalev is chayv chatos, Noser is chayv chatos, you bring your karban chatos, mimonoshach. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, in order to be chayv chatos, you have to be able to finger the aveira. It's not enough to say that mimonoshach, you violated Nisr Kareis Peshogeg. That's insufficient. Therefore, here there's no chayv chatos until it can be determined whether it was achilas chalev, whether it is achilas Noser. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. On what basis? Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that that's true? Because when it comes to the Chiyuv Chatos, the Pasuk says, Asher Chota Ba, Ba. Rabbi Yeshua's Doresh Ad Shiyodeya B'ma Chota. You have to be able to finger the Maisa Veira. It's not enough just to say you did something that was wrong. You have to be able to turn whether it's a Chiyuv Chatos because of Chalev, a chiyuv machmas nosa, based on the pasuk of asher chata ba. The Gemara continues, and Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees and says, "V'manav shachir chayiv v'karben chatas, hay ba ma'avid lei." What does he do with the pasuk, the drasha of ba? So the Gemara answers, "Ba prat l'misasek." That's the Gemara. So the Gemara seems to have two different possible drashos. Either ba is prat lemisasek, that's Rabbi Eliezer shita. Rabbi Yeshua shita is ad shiodeh b'machota. That's the Gemara. Rasha writes the following great chiddush, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no pasuk of misasek. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, ba is needed ad shiodeh b'machata. There's no ptur misasek. The Marsha suggests the chiddush that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no ptur b'cholot orakul of misasek. What's the ptur of misasek? Melachis machshavas asur Torah. Uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos. That's the chiddush. That the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just says, what do you do with this pasuk ba? According to Rabbi Eliezer, who turns to Yeshua, that no, ad shireh b'machata. The Marsha, Sanhedrin, Sanf Beis, and Beishas goes a step further and says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no Ptura Misasek then. He doesn't have that drasha Pratim Misasek. That means according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only one Ptura Misasek, and that is uniquely true when it comes to Malacha Shabbos. Wow, a very great Chiddush. Rabbi Kiveika writes, if all this is true, then you can resolve the difficulty. What's our problem? When the Gemara says in Baba Kama that in the case of Evan Munach Becheko, lenient Shabbos Potter because Leches Machsheves Asur Torah, what do you have to command on Leches Machsheves? Isn't this the Torah B'chol HaTorah Kula? Rabbi Kveger points out, he thinks the answer is, according to the Marsha, Rabbi Yeshua, not everyone agrees that there's a Torah B'chol HaTorah Kula. So therefore, the Gemara covers the Ptur. Because Amleches Masheves, L'chuli Alma. If you're going to tell me this is a Ptur, B'chol HaTorah Kula, my next line is going to be, wait a second, that's a Machlokas Tanaim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, here, L'chuli Alma, your Potter, because this certainly lacks Amleches Masheves. What's the Kasha? Why do you have to command Amleches Masheves? You need not go that far. That's the Ptur Misasik, B'chol HaTorah Kula. The answer is that everyone agrees. That's a possibility, Rabbi Kiveger suggests. Rabbi Kiveger, however, writes, he thinks the Marsha is very, very difficult. That's really true, that Misasek is Machlokes Tanoim. And Rabbi Yeshua denies Misasek. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. We paskin, and that sugi increases, Daf Yotes Siman Aleph, that in that case, where Mimonavshach, a person violated Isser, but cannot tell you which Isser he violated, either Chelev or Osar, he does not bring a Korban Chatos. So you mean we who accept the drasha of ba ad shadeva machata, we don't hold the misasek? Is that true? Rabbi Kveger fundamentally disagrees with the Marsha and argues as follows: Rabbi Eliezer is doresh ba prat the misasek, and Rabbi Yeshua is doresh both. Asher chata ba means that you require absolute machsheves kavanas hagavra. And that has many manifestations. It means he has to realize there must be awareness as to what Isser he was violating. Prat the Misasek, where he was completely unaware as to what his act entailed. And Prat La'ad Shio Deva Machato. Both drushas are true. They're not exclusive drushas. They're both the same. That Asher Chata Ba means that Machsheves HaGavra is necessary, that he realizes what he was doing and realizes this, that he was violating. These are not completely independent drashos that will argue you have to choose. You must be Dorish only one as opposed to the others. So therefore, Akvir points out he thinks the Tosa Sashit is very difficult. Why that Gemara Baba Kama Dav Chavav had to invoke Malachis Machsheves? This is a case of Heter and Issa. There should be a Petur B'chol HaTorah Kula. So Rabbi Kveger continues with his fascinating Chiddush. Misasek is Potter Min HaKorban. If a person does so b'mezid onesh b'shogeg chiyuv karban, Misasek no chiyuv karban. What is the halacha of misasek? Is it simply just a ptur karban? Or is it a much more fundamental ptur? Not just simply a ptur karban. But misasek is not labeled as a maisa avera at all. There are many instances where a person will perform maisa avera, but he's not chayiv karban. A person eats nevela b'shogeg. It's a maisa avera. Is he chayv a carbon? Of course not. Maisa avera and chiyuv carbon do not necessarily go hand in hand. When we have this pasuk that tells us asher chata ba prat the misasek, is that a minimal chiddush that it's a ptur carbon? Or can one argue a step further? You know why you're putting in a carbon? Shogeg is a maisa avera. If someone violates an avera, both in misasek, in such a case, it's a hafkosa maisa. It's not considered to be your act. Your maisa adam was completely unintended. In such an instance, it is not considered to be a maisa avera at all. That's Rabbi Kiveger's chakira. Rabbi Kiveger writes the following kiddush. That's exactly the difference between Shabbos and Shari Surim. When it comes to Shari Surim, Asher Chatava, that's the Parshas Achatos. That's a Ptur Karba. But Mis'asek B'chol HaTorah Kula is a Ma'isaver. If a person was Shochet the Behemas Kodshim B'chutz, thinking it was a Behemas Chulin, that's a Ma'isaver of Shechitas Chutz. Since you were absolutely clueless, so the Torah doesn't insist that you bring a karban. That form of ritzui, that kapar, is not necessary, but am I saver it is. What about when it comes to Shabbos? If you're telling me that that act did not meet the requirement of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah, that's a Ptur karban. That's not called Meleches Shabbos. That is not called the Maisavera at all. Midaraisa, Meleches Shabbos must be Meleches Machsheves. And therefore, if a person does something in such a fashion that was not realized, absolutely unintended, so in such a fact, that is not called the Maisavera at all. That's the Chiddush regarding Shabbos. And therefore, in that case, Bava Kama Dav Chavav, when you have an Evan which is Munachas Becheiko, and Lohi Kirba, and he stands up and all of a sudden the stone starts rolling. It's a Ptur Karban. It's much more than a Ptur Karban. No? Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. It is not considered to be a Maisa Avera at all. So therefore, Rabbi Kiveger writes, you have three halachos. In a case of Misasek, when it comes to Chalav and Varayos, you're chayiv a karban. When it comes to shari surim, it's a maisa vera, but you're potrim and a karban. When it comes to Shabbos, since meleches machsheves asur Torah, it's not considered to be a meleches iser, a maisa avera at all. L'may nafkamina, whether it is a maisa vera, whether it's just with a ptur karban, whether it's not maisa vera. The Kiveger writes, and Afkamina would be Kim Levi de Rabamina. A person violates Navera Shesh Bomisa, Potter Min Hamama. That does not only mean if a person is killed, there's not exact payment. Of course that's true. What happens if a person doesn't have Rebbe Mesa without Hasra? He's not going to receive an ownership of Misa. Nonetheless, Potter min hamamam. Tanit beichizkia, even further, chayv yimisos, shogegin p'tur min hatashlumin. Infus b'shogeg. A maisa vera that warrants misa, that exempts mamam. What happens if the chilul Shabbos, so to speak, was done b'misasek? Can you invoke the principle of kimnei d'raminei? If you'll tell me that it's a Maisa Vera, then yes, a Maisa Vera Sheish Bo Misa, that's sufficient to exempt any Chiyuv Tashlumin, even if for whatever reason the Onesh will not be administered. If you'll tell me, however, that it's not even a Maisa Vera at all, then you cannot apply the principle of Kimei B'Darabi Minei. Rabbi Kiveger writes, do we apply Kimnei D'Rabbanei to Misasek? You know what the answer is? Depends on whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Shari Suri. Shari Suri, L'chol HaTorah Kula, it's a Ptur Karban, but it is a Maisa Avera. The fact that it's a Maisa Avera is sufficient to exempt Mamo. When it comes to Shabbos, that's not true. Shabbos, it's not a Maisa Avera. You cannot apply Kimnei D'Rabbanei, and therefore, there's a chiyuv mamon. Rabbi Kiveger now goes on to the following chiddush. That's the din of Bava Kama Chavav Madveiz. Haisa Eben Menachas Becheika. And what happens? All of a sudden now that Lohikirba. Amda Menachla. So what does the Gemara say? When it comes to Nezik and Yerchayim, when it comes to Shabbos, you are Potter. You know what Rabbi Akiva adds to that Gemara? You read the Gemara, when it comes to Nezik and Yerchayim, case A. Case B, when it comes to Shabbos, you're Potter. No, Rabbi Akiva writes. Not necessarily case A, case B. It's Shabbos. Ha'isa Eben Menachas Becheiko. And a person stands up, the stone rolls, causes a ma'isa hezek on Shabbos. Le'ini nizakin chayiv min Shabbos potter. Not two different cases. Even if this were to occur on Shabbos. Since you're potter on Shabbos, because melachas machshavas asur Torah, that means it is not considered to be a ma'isa vera at all. So in such a case, you can't apply kimet ramine. And therefore, the chiyu for Dmei Hezek would not only be if that occurred on Chol, even if it occurred on Shabbos. Right? In a single Heichatimsa, Hizik b'Shabbos, even then, when it's Potter. If it was b'mezid b'shogig, of course you're Potter. Now, a person throws a rock in Kar Shirayim b'Amtsal Lichosa. If it was b'mezid b'shogig, kimneder ramine. But not if it happened both in Misasek. No, that's the Chiddush, the Rabbi Kvega writes. It's not our sugi now, but if you look in the Chiddush Rabbi Kvega, in Eilon Arus, in Suvas, in Daflamanam and Beis, Rabbi Kvega and the Chiddushim in one line, many marmakomos though that are relevant to this issue, raises the same suffix when it comes to onus. Onus Rachmana Patri. Is that a ptur? Or is that a hafkos ha-maisa? Is ones ha-maisa ver? Is ones ha-maisa ver? There's no chiv karban if a person violates an isser bonus. Is ones ha-maisa ver? Rabbi Kvega writes the same nafkamina, kim neder aminei. If a person violated one of the averos ha-chamuros, but it was in a situation of ones, and ones rachmana patre, can you invoke kim neder aminei? That's Rabbi Kvega's safek. To what extent do we consider onus to be simply a ptur karba? To what extent do we assume much, much more than that? Onus is not considered to be a maisa avera at all. A person violates, let's say, an avera of onus. Is tshuva necessary? Right? If it's just simply a ptur onshin, then tshuva is still necessary. Maybe it's much more than that. Maybe it's considered to be avgos ha-maisa. This is what the Rechash Shmuel discusses, B'Shem Reb Chaim, at the very beginning of Ksuvas and Simen Beis. The Rama writes, for example, in Yerodein, Hochus Nida, Kupayei, what happens at the time, Shalom B'Shas Vesta, there was no anticipation whatsoever that one's wife would see Dam, and all of a sudden Dam is seen in Maisa Biyah. In such a case, the Rama writes, no tshuva is even necessary. Certainly, you're Potter Min HaKarba. It's not Shogay. It's known as Gamor. The Rama tells us even more than that. Now, many different makaros as to whether onus is Hafkos, HaMaisa, whether onus is just simply a ptur onshin. But Rabbi Kveger's suffik in one line, right, is this case. Akim neder aminei. One can raise if it comes to onsin, one can raise it when it comes to the case of misasek as well. That's how Rabbi Kveger resolves the difficulties in the Gemara. There is a ptur onshin b'chol ha-Torah kula, but on Shabbos it's not considered to be a malachas aver at all. Very great chiddush. Rabbi Kvega writes, I'll show you that this is true from the following. We know that there's an Isser of Chomet Sha'avalav HaPesach. Isser Daraisa, Isser Darabanan, Machlok Estanayim. Vesug Yimsachim Chav Chesem Arbeis, Chav Chesem Aralef. Rabbi Yehuda's of opinion, Chomet Sha'avalav HaPesach is forbidden min HaTor. That's it. You can't eat chametz on Pesach. You can't eat chametz after Pesach. Any chametz that existed during Pesach is awesome. And Rabbi Yehuda says even chametz or shalachri, a guy owns chametz on Pesach. You're not allowed to eat that chametz on Pesach. You can't eat that chametz after Pesach. It's nisadaraisa. Kareis is b'Pesach. and there's an Isra Lav of Chamesh Sha'av Lava Pesach. Even Chemtza Shalachri. We don't pass like Rabbi. We pass like Rabbi Shimon that no, Chamesh Sha'av Lava Pesach Knasa Kanis. It's a Knas Rabbanan. Why should there be a Knas Rabbanan? Ho'ol Va'avra Leha Be'bal Yeron Ba'yim Hatsin. It's a Knas Rabbanan. Because of Bayram by Matzei. Ooh, if it's a knas because of Bayram by Matzei, so now it makes a world of difference as to who owned that chametz during Pesach, right? Whether it's chametz or yisrael or chametz or shanachri. If it's chametz or shanachri, there's no isra Bayram by Matzei. Yeah, that's our institution, the Bechiras Chametz. Because Rabbi Shimon says that chametz of Pesach is a knas to Rabbanan because of Bayram by Matzei, and only applies to chametz or yisrael or chametz or shanachri. Chametz of Pesach and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tav Lamed is one of the cases of a knas that applies not only b'mezid but even b'shogeg. Even b'shogeg. If Yisrael possessed chametz on Pesach, it is asur la'achar Pesach. Knas drabon on chametz la Pesach. Following difficulty. What's the case? Even b'shogeg, the chametz is nesem. What's the case? One case of shogeg is the following. I absolutely know that I own chametz on Pesach. But I didn't realize that was aser. Now, I know you can't eat chametz on Pesach. I didn't realize that there's an isra b'ayron b'ayimatzeh. So therefore, I admit that I knew I owned chametz during Pesach. I thought it was mutter. Fine, that's shogeg. But is that it? See, we assume in Simen Tov Mem Ches and Simen Tov Lamed, that's not true. Afilu shogeg means the following. Even if the person was unaware that he possessed chametz during Pesach. Chametz Pesach is now over. Lo and behold, a person opens up a cabinet. Chametz is there. He didn't realize that he possessed chametz during Pesach. Nonetheless, that chametz is nesar. That's chametz shlava Pesach. That's a case of shogeg. What's the difficulty? This is what the Nesivos deals with. In the Chibur, the Nesivos and the Chos Pesach called Makor Chaim in Simen Tov Lamed. Omer Mutter is shogeg. But if a person didn't even realize that he possessed chametz b'Pesach, that's not shogeg. We should label that as a misasek. It's like the person who was shochet a behema, thinking it's behema skulin. Here, the person didn't even realize that there was an act of iser. It's not misasek. How can you have a knas for an aver that was violated ayidei misasek? How can that be? Rabbi Kimega writes, this is exactly my chiddush. That misasek, not in Shabbos, but in Shari Surim, is a maisa aver daraisa. It's an iser. There's no chiyuv, there's no onesh, but it's a maisa avera. And therefore, one can envision a knas derabanan because the aver was violated, even though it was only done misasek. Because b'chol Torah kul, it's only a p'tur karban. The Nesivos, the Makor Chaim, gives another answer. Maybe one karagi misasek is not a maisa avera at all. But Rabbi Kveger assumes in Shabbos is true b'chol Torah kula. Misasek is not a maisa avera. So it's not a maisa avera. How is it possible you can have a knas? And Sivas writes the following chiddush. You know, there's certain isurei daraisa that require a maisa avera. Right? requires a ma'aseh avera. There, your argument is very good. When you're dealing with a ma'aseh avera bekum ve'aseh, if you will argue that misaseh is a hafgos ha'maisa, then that's a good kasha. So how can you have a knas for a ma'aseh avera if misaseh is not a ma'aseh avera at all? But you know what's unique about the Isser Lav of Balyaram Bayamatse? The whole Isser, as we discussed yesterday, is Ein Bo Maisa, is Shev Al Tase. That's the Chiddush at the Nesivos Reis. If the Isser is B'Shev Al Tase, it's not that you have actively violated. And then you can argue, if this is not called a Maisa Ver, how is it possible to have a Knas? The Isser Bayim Ba'amatzeh Yish B'Shev Al Tase, Ein Bo Maisa, doesn't require a Maisa Ver. So if that's true, it means the reality of chametz b'shuscha, regardless of whether an act was or was not performed. You're not only chay from bayar matzah if you bake a cake or you're kona chametz at Pesach. A person sits back and does nothing, he violates the Issur d'oraisa. If the Issur d'oraisa is b'shev al taseh, then you can't argue that if it's b'misasek, that it's not called a ma'aseh avera, and therefore how can there be a knas? That's the Chiddush that the Nesiva suggests. So everyone agrees that there is a knas regarding Bayram by Matzeh in what we would consider to be a case of misasek. How can that be? Rabbi Kveger, that you see misasek as a ma'aseh aver, the Nesiva, this is uniquely true in such an instance, such as Bayram by Matzeh, where the whole Isser is b'shev al taseh. So good, it's not a ma'aseh aver. No, ma'aseh aver is in fact required. Rabbi Kveger even brings a further ayah. The sugya we discussed earlier, Brachos Yates on the Beis, the sugya of Kavon HaBrios. Kavon HaBrios can be doche Isurei Daraisa b'shev al taseh, but not Isurei Daraisa b'kum ve'aseh. So if a person violates an Isurei Daraisa b'kum ve'aseh, the fact that avoiding that situation would result in a terrible breach of Kvod HaBrios, what can we do? You can't violate the Issur d'oraisa b'kum ve'aseh. So the Gemara gives you the following example. Hamotzi kilayim bebigdo. A person's walking in the public street, and all of a sudden he realizes he's wearing a beged of shatnez. The Gemara tells us, poshto afilo b'shug. You have to take it off. There'll be a terrible breach of Kvod HaBrios, that's all you're wearing? The answer is, okay, but Kvod HaBrios cannot be doch in Issur d'oraisa b'kum ve'aseh. We've discussed that many times, right? In light of the Tosis and Yevamos and the Tzadim Abayis, Tosis is Kasha. Why is wearing tzitzis shev al taseh? Why is wearing kilayim kum ve'aseh? That's the Kasha Tosis, Yevamos, Tzadim Abayis, the top Tosis. But a motzi climb a big dog, post off filo b'shuk. Okay, fine. But a further halacha. That's what the Mechaber writes in Yeridei, in Simon Shin Gimel. What happens in any odeya sheish bo kilayim? He is wearing this robe. He has no clue that it's shatnez. You know that it's shatnez. So the Mechaber writes that sarach lahagidu afilo b'shuk l'poshto. You have to inform him. He's violating an Issur d'oraisa. Not just simply that he on his own realizes, oh, this was the beggar that had shatnez. He's unaware. You are aware. You must inform him. And he must take it off, even in public. Again, Rabbi Kveger writes, in such an instance, where a person does not even realize that there is a ma'aseh avera, that's not shogeg. That's a case of misasek. And yet, poshto afilu b'shuk. After all, if this would only be derabanan, as we just mentioned, kvod HaBrios can be doch isuri derabanan. Kvod HaBrios cannot be doch in Issur d'oraisa. Rabbi Kivega writes, you see that Misasek is an Issa D'Arisa. It's a Maisa Avera. If it would not be a Maisa Avera, there would be no obligation whatsoever to inform this person and to result in his taking off that Beged. That's Rabbi Kivega's Raya. Unless you'll argue an interesting chiddush, this we'll have to discuss. Maybe there's something unusual about kilayim. Maybe kilayim is an exception. Back in Krisos Yutesma Beis, Misasek b'chalav v'arayas chayev shekein nehene, shekein nehene. Would that apply to the isra of kilayim? The Gemara says, Nivamos, Tabdalma Beis, you're only chayev for kilayim if you are nehene. No? Dumya de levisha dispehana. The Gemara Nivamos, Tabdalma Beis raises the obvious difficulty. The Pasuk says, lo silba shanis, you can't wear. But the Pasuk says, lo yalech, you can't even drape it on your body. No, if you can't even drape it on your body, of course you can't wear a kederach levisha. Why does the Torah underscore ha'ala? What is the answer? Dumya de levisha dispehana. But medram amurim, everyone is going to violate this issur as long as there is hanas levisha. This will be very important because we're going to have to soon see sugyas of davar shena miskaven. Among the many examples of davar shena miskaven is a person who wears a beged of shatnez without hanas levisha. What happens? Mochrei ksus. A person is wearing it because he's a model. So he's styling the garment. There's no hanas levisha. That's not the issur of kilayim. Maybe one could suggest that chiddush as well. If that's true, that kilayim requires hanas levisha, maybe one could argue that, well, of course then there's no p'tur misasek. Maybe that's comparable to chalavim va'arayos, where there's no p'tur misasek because Shekei Nehene. And bear this in mind. We'll have to see what role Hana has when it comes to the Isser of Kilayim. But if the Isser is Hana Slavisha, maybe one could argue that no, their Misasek is Chayiv. If Misasek is Chayiv, so of course, Tzarech Lahagid Lo and Poshto Afilo B'Shok. We discussed earlier the sugya and daf yud aleph amud aleph. Abai Rava Gzera Gzera. Rabbi Kivega writes a critically important chiddush based on that sugya regarding misasek. Remember that mishnah yud aleph amud aleph. Lo yetze chayi pamachto samach lachashecha. So the tailor is not allowed to walk out with his machat, the needle, or afraid it could result in otzah. Gzeirat Rabbanan. Le'etze chai p'machto. Good. The Gemara mentioned another case. Lo yamid adam b'shus ha'yachid v'yishtah b'shus ha'rabim. A person should not position himself in one rishus and lean over and drink in another rishus. Because you know what will happen? Right. He's standing in Rishus A, technically drinking in Rishus B. You know what's going to happen? He'll pull back, and that will be Nissa. So these are part of the Gzeros of Otsa. Lo Yetzi Chai B'machto, Lo Yamadom Rishus, Hayachid Yish Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara asked, we saw earlier, right, Yud Aleph Mabez, Carmelis Mai. Will these halachas apply in a Carmelis? Or would they not? So that's the machlokas, Abai and Rabba. So Abai says, yes. Rabbi, of course. And Rabba disagrees. Rabba says, what do you mean? The whole halacha is only a gzera. And Karmelis says, well, one is allowed to carry min hatar. So to insist that these isurim would apply in a Karmelis, that's a gzera, the gzera. No? We hope like Rabbah. Zer l'gzer. We spent time, we did somewhat quickly, but the following difficulty, is that really a gzera l'gzera? Gzera l'gzera normally means Chachamim forbid A because it will lead to B, because it will lead to C. That's a gzera l'gzera. Yeah, that's not called a gzera l'gzera, that's called a trade rabbanon. That's Rabbi Kveger's kasha, no? That's a trade rabbanon. They're two completely independent gzeros rabbanon that happen to merge. The Chorabai is 100% right. That's not called a gzera l'gzera. The Chum did not forbid lo yetzei or forbid karmelis because it will lead to an issa d'rabbana. Karmelis will lead to an issa d'raisa. Lo yetzei ched v'machta will lead to an issa d'raisa. Lo yamad adam rishus hayach yidish rishus ram will lead to an issa d'raisa. In a particular heichetimtza, right, the chicken and cheese sandwich, you can have two issuri d'rabbana that coincide. And heichetesi, that's called a gzera l'gzera. No, that's what we're troubled by. That's Rabbi Kveger's issue. That's Rabbi Kveger makes that fundamental distinction between zeros as opposed to malachos to Rabbanon. As we discussed before. Tosus is bothered by the following. Okay, the Tosus naf yir aleph mer aleph, der maskel shema. Tosus is bothered by the following problem. According to Rava, there's a difficulty, no? According to Rava, there is a difficulty. Lo yamid adam rishus hayachid, yishtib rishus harabim. What does Rava say? That cannot apply in a karmelis. Because that's called the gzera the gzera. Finish, no? That's called the gzera the gzera. So Tosa says, wait a second, according to Rava, that's called a gzera the gzera. So how do you understand the Mishnah? Lo yetzei chai b'machta. Lo yetzei chai b'machta, what are we afraid of? We don't want him to go that way on Friday afternoon because he may forget that he's doing so, and therefore what? He may go out that way on Shabbos, not realizing that he is caring. Not realizing that he's caring. It's mamash misasik. He will go out without realizing he's caring. And guess what? Tosus quotes the Gemara Bavakam, Dav Chavav. Haisa evi menachas b'cheko. Lo hikir ba, amad menachal. He doesn't even realize what he's doing. That's misasik. So Tosus says, isn't this gzera l'gzera? How can you say lo yetzei chayit b'machto? Because what's the problem? Shemi yishkach, and if he does forget, that's hotsa daraisa. The whole thing's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. So Rava, who argues that these things are called the gzera, Tosa says, how does he read the Mishnah? Lo yetzei chayit b'machto. That's Tosa's discussion. Okay. Tosus answers the following chiddush, not like you thought. What are we afraid of? If he goes with this pin on Erev Shabbos, you know what's going to happen? He's going to forget about the pin on Shabbos. No, that's not the problem. If he forgets Shem Yishkan HaMachat, that's not a problem. That's Misasek. You know what Tosus writes? Chayshinen Shishkach Shehu Shabbos. That's the problem. We don't want him doing this on Erev Shabbos because we're afraid that he may forget that it's Shabbos. Of course he'll realize he's carrying the machat. He always carries the machat. You ask him, are you carrying the machat? The answer is yes. Do you realize that it's Shabbos? I forgot. That's called the Shigna Shabbos. That's not Misaseh. That's Shogeg. If a person intends to do that which he is doing, that is not Misaseh. So if he will just completely forget the fact that he is carrying, that's misasek. If he realizes that he's carrying the machat, but he forgot it, slipped his mind that it's Shabbos, that's a shigeg Shabbos, that's shogeg. You can have gzeros because of shogeg. So that's what Tosus writes. You have to assume that the whole gzera of lo yetzei chayit b'machto is not because shem yishkach ha-machat, but rather chayshinen shishkach shehu Shabbos. That's what Tosus writes. Okay? Okay, now Rabbi Akiva. When Tosis poses this kasha, Tosis writes, but take a look. Yidalef and Alef, Damascus Shema. According to Rava, I have a big problem. Rava doesn't allow for gzeros l'gzera. So isn't this a gzera l'gzera? So no, it must be chayshin shiyashu shamis. Tulsa says this is only difficult according to Rava, because according to Abaye, there's no difficulty. Why is no difficulty? Apparently, because even if it is misasek, there's no meleches masheves, min hator it's mutter, but there's an isra of misasek midrabanan, and Abaye allows for gzera the gzera in these cases. No? Why didn't Tosa say that this problem that I have, l'yetzei chai b'machto, it's only misasek, is a problem according to everyone? Why did Tosa say that this is only a difficulty according to Rava? The answer is because Rava doesn't allow for gzera the gzera at all. So even if you'll tell me that misasek, true, it's not meleches machsheves, but it's forbidden midrabanan, but Rava doesn't allow for l'yetzei hachai b'machto because of misasek. But Abaye, who argues, you can have such a gzera the gzera, there's no difficulty whatsoever. Good. That's why Tosos only raised the kash according to Rava. And that reinterpretation, chayshina and shem yishkaf shu shabbos, is only according to Rava, but not according to Abaye. No? You with me? So Rabbi Kiviger now points out the phone. That's Tosos. Rabbi Kiviger, isn't that strange? There's a gzera derabanan of misasek. That sounds very unusual, no? Misasek is mutter min haTorah, but there's a gzera derabanan of misasek. Rabbi Kiviger is troubled by that. A gzera derabanan of misasek. What's a gzera derabanan? Don't do this, because if you consciously do this, it will lead to that. Good? That's a gzera, right? What is the gzeirat ram misasek? Right, make sure that you deliberately don't do something completely unattended, no, without any awareness. That's the gzeirat rabbanon. There's a gzeirat rabbanon to make certain that you do not do something that you are unaware of. Is there such a gzeirat rabbanon? It sounds strange, no? Why should there be a gzeira d'rabbanan of misasek? You say, I understand that. You're consciously doing something. Normally you have to do it kedarka. The Chachamim said, we don't even want you doing it klachariyad. That's because you're deliberately doing it klachariyad. How do you formulate the sisa d'rabbanan? The Chachamim were gozer misasek. Don't do something in an absolutely unintended fashion that is not realized. That's the gzera d'rabbanan. That's what Rabbi Kiviger is troubled by. So Rabbi Kiviger points out an important chiddush. This chiddush is going to be very, very helpful for Melach Shin Tzrich L'Gufa, for Davar Shin Miskaveh. When did the Chacham determine there should be Nisa d'Rabbanan? Let me ask you a simple question. Melach Shin Tzrich L'Gufa, Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Davar Shin Miskaveh, Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Yehuda say in those cases? Chayiv, right? Let's assume that for the time being. Chayiv, Melach Shin Tzrich L'Gufa, certainly Chayiv. Davar Shin Miskaveh, Chayiv. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Melach Shin Tzrich L'Gufa, Potter. Potter. What about Davar Shin Miskaveh? What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Mutter. Why? Midaraisa, Rabbi Shimon holds that Melach Shin Tzrich L'Gufa is mutter. Davar Shin Miskaveh is mutter. Why did Rabbi Shimon feel that there should be a gzeirah d'rabbanan in Melach Shin Tzrich L'Gufa, not in Davar Shin Miskaveh? Or I'll sharpen the question this way. Malachashim Tzrik Lagufa, Rabbi Yehuda says Chayim. Dover Shinim Yiskavim. Rabbi Shimon says Mutra. What is Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Tosus writes a very great Kiddush. The Newman Daf Lama Dalet. We'll do this at length. We do this again. Dover Shinim Yiskavim. Tosus writes that even Rabbi Yehuda that assumes the Dover Shinim Yiskavim is Chayim, that's only when it comes to Shari Surim. Not when it comes to Shabbos. How can anybody say that a Dover Shinim Yiskavim is Chayim on Shabbos? Why not? Tulsa says if it's a Dover Shinim Yiskavim, it's not Malachas Machsheves. Right? How can a Dover Shinim Yiskavim be Malachas Machsheves? You absolutely didn't intend for that to occur. That's called a Malachas Zumnus. So Tulsa writes in Yom Daf Lama Dalet, a pretty incredible Chiddush, that even though Rabbi Yehuda says Dover Shinim Yiskavim is Usr in Shari Surin, and even though Rabbi Yehuda says Dover Shinim Yiskavim is Usr on Shabbos, but they're worlds apart, and Shari Surin it's Nisr Daraisa, and Shabbos is Nisr Drabana. Good? Now that means that in Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree that Dover Shinim Yiskavim is Mutter Min HaTorah. Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter Min HaTorah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Aser Drabana. So both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree the Dover Shinim Yiskavim is Mutter Min HaTorah. Good? They disagree as to whether there's an Iser Drabana. So I'll ask you two simple questions. No, why should that be? If they're in full agreement, Midaraisa, why should they disagree, Midrabana? Or even within our Psak Halacha, straight Rabbi Shimon, if both the Malach Shinim Tzrik L'Gufa and Dover Shinim Yiskavim are Mutter Min HaTorah, why does Rabbi Shimon feel that in one case, Malach Shinim Tzrik L'Gufa, there's a need for Nisr Drabana? And in Dover Shinim Yiskavim, no, we'll let the Din D'Oraisa remain that it's Mutter. When do you impose Nisr Drabana, when do you not? It's a pretty basic question, no? So Tosfos in Yom Daf Lama Dalet writes a very important yisod. Listen to this. Now Tosfos says the following. If something is chayim, b'chol HaTorah kula chayim, but on Shabbos, it is mutter min HaTorah because of malachas machsheves. We're going to come up with a lot of cases that b'chol HaTorah kula one is chayim, but on Shabbos you're potter because of malachas machsheves. You know what the Chachamim did with one swoop? They leveled the field. Even if there's a tour of Malachas Machsheves on Shabbos Midaraisa, Midrabanan, you ready? We equate Shabbos with Shari Surin. We ignore Malachas Machsheves. That's the Din Drabanan. That's pretty important. Oh, wow. If something is only potter on Shabbos because of Malachas Machsheves, that will remain forbidden Midrabana. So Midaraisa, you require Malachas Machsheves, Midrabana, we're going to go without Malachas Machsheves. That's what Tosfos writes. You got it? So that's very good, no? Let's take Rav Shimon Shita. Dover Shinim Yiskavim. Rav Shimon maintains Dover Shinim Yiskavim is mutter b'chol HaTorah kula. Dover Shinim Yiskavim is only mutter on Shabbos. Dover Shinim Yiskavim is mutter b'chol HaTorah kula. We'll see a lot of Gemaras. The Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. A person has to do a bris milah on chol, and there's tzaras makom milah. Removal of tzaras is unintended. Rav Shimon says it's mutter l'chatchila. The case we just mentioned a couple minutes ago, mochri ksus. Shapnez. The p'tur of Dover Shinim Yiskavim is a triple b'chol HaTorah kula. That's not a p'tur of Malachas Machsheves. So if it's mutter b'chol HaTorah kula and it's mutter on Shabbos, there's no reason to create an Issa D'Rabanan. So therefore, if Shin maintains that Dover Shinim Yiskavim is mutter midaraisa and mutter D'Rabanan. What about Malach Shinim Tzrich L'Gufa? Malach Shinim Tzrich is a p'tur b'chol HaTorah kula? Of course not, no? Malach Shinim Tzrich L'Gufa? Let's say Tosfos. You're doing malacha purpose other than Mazon Mishkan. That's true when it comes to any other makar. Malacha shino tzarich leguf is chayiv midaraisa. That is a tour unique to Shabbos. So Rav Shimon says, if the model of Chol Torah Kul is aser, and on Shabbos, mutter midrabanan, hishvu Shabbos l'shari surim. That's pretty interesting, no? What about the further half, no? If both the Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon agree that on Shabbos, davar shenei miskaven is mutter, why does Rabbi Yehuda say, but it's forbidden midrabanan? And why does Rabbi Shimon say it's mutter l'chatchila? That's exactly the difference, no? Because Rabbi Shimon that says, davar shenei miskaven is mutter on Shabbos, maintains it's mutter b'chol Torah kula. No? Rabbi Yehuda, who maintains that davar shenei miskaven is mutter on Shabbos, it's only mutter because of leches mafshevas asr Torah. But b'shari sere Torah, davar shenei miskaven is chayiv. That's why Rabbi Yehuda has a nisid rabbanon of davar shenei miskaven. Right? The isurei drabbanon of Shabbos tell us equate Shabbos b'shari sere Torah. There'll be a lot of nafkaminas. That's pretty important. No? So this is the Chiddush Rabbi Kveger writes. He writes, that's why Tosa said this is only difficult according to Abai, not according to Rava. Rava, I have to give you this teretz, not according to Abai. Why is that true? So Rabbi Kveger writes, this punchline, no, that's it. There are two halachos of Misasek. B'chol HaTorah Kula, Misasek is a Maisa Vera. It's only a Ptur Karban. On Shabbos, because of Melechus Machshavas Aser Torah, it's not even a Maisa Avera Midaraisa. If that's true, that B'chol HaTorah Kula it's an Issa Daraisa, and on Shabbos it's Mutter Min HaTorah because Melechus Machshavas, then the Din D'Rabbanan naturally kicks in. Whatever is Aser, B'chol HaTorah Kula, and mutter on Shabbos, because of Lechus Machshavas, that nonetheless is an Issa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. Rabbi Kveger was bothered. No. Why would the Chamim make a separate Gzeira D'Rabbanan forbidding Misasek? I'll get up and announce, don't do anything that's absolutely unintended? The answer is, there was no separate Gzeira D'Rabbanan of Misasek. That's part of the normal Gzeira D'Rabbanan. Whatever is potter only as a function leches machshavas remains forbidden midrabanan. And if that's true, then according to Abayi, you can understand leitzichay b'machta, not according to Rava. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Kveger adds. And that's a very important cloud. It'll be relevant for many other malachos in determining what the gzeros drabanan of a particular malach are, equating that with shari sere Torah. So far we have it in Misasek, Dorosh HaMiskavet, Malach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa. We're going to start to talk about when it comes to other concepts, Shal Kayama, not Shal Kayama. Do we have to see one more Rabbi Kveger? No, this is the Tosas Rabbi Kveger, right, in the Mishnayos, in Shabbos, Perek Yudes, at Mishnah Dalet. Right, that's Rabbi Loza Demila. Take a look at the Mishnah Dalet, Kuf Lamed Zayin, and take a look at that piece of Rabbi Kveger. Again, a further difficulty, Vegra points out, according to Shitas Tosus, regarding the cases of Misasek. Okay, so Rajeshan will pick up this point. I have to call her. No, tomorrow definitely.